Pluto. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, Dean of Blogonomics, along with the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
I am so ready for it.
But we're going to talk about goats, and we're going to talk about the furthest out known planet, Pluto. And, of course, the goat is the symbol for Capricorn. And not that long ago, Pluto moved into Capricorn. So I guess what that means is if you were looking at where Pluto would be in the sky from Earth, and you were looking at the zodiac, it's now in the constellation of Capricorn. Is that right? Is that how that works?
Right. Yes, exactly. You have the sky, the circle of the ecliptic, divided into 12 signs. It's sort of like a clock, and yeah. Each hour has essentially a sign assigned to it.
And so now Pluto has moved into Capricorn, and what is Capricorn? Well, first of all, I guess before we get into why that is significant, what are the kind of the features or what's Capricorn about?
Right.
The qualities of Capricorn.
First of all, I'm no astrologer. I use astrology as something that helps me guide myself in my life. You know, I treat astrology very much like I would treat a weather report. You know, when a guy tells me, listen, it's going to be, minus 10 outside and winds of 40 miles an hour, I know what to do. Or if somebody says it's going to be sunny and gorgeous, and I know what to do. Astrology, to me, gives me the weather. It tells me how the whole society is going to be treated, and it also tells me how I myself am going to be treated by this astrological weather, the weather from the planets.
Right.
So we have the inner planets, which have more influence on our personal lives, and then we have the outer planets, the slow-moving ones, that have a lot of influence on this whole societal issues. Jupiter takes about 12 years to go around. Saturn takes 28 years. Pluto, we mentioned, I don't even remember the exact number. I think it's 227.
Wow. That's a lot of years.
That's a lot of years. So it takes 227 years for Pluto to be over the same spot again. So things that have happened sometime around the Boston Tea Party, they're going to be repeated somewhere around 2018.
So 2018. So 8 years from now, we're going to have a party.
8 years from now, we can expect a seminal event that will be as transforming to our lives as that period then.
Very cool.
We can look back all the way to the years of Rome, when Emperor Diocletian in year 324 has united the entire empire by declaring a tetrarchy, where he has two senior and two junior emperors ruling the empire, that he split into two parts. You know, he split the Eastern Roman and Western Roman empires, so they were ruled separately, because in those days it became so big it was completely unmanageable.
Right.
And so Eastern Roman Empire survived all the way into the 1400s, whereas the Western part crashed in around 540, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it didn't last nearly as long.
Right. But anyway, he was the last emperor who put that whole thing together and actually established some form of continuity for the empire. So, you know, we can expect something of this sort too. Because the last time Pluto was around in Capricorn, we had pretty much created the United States of America. You know, it was under the Pluto in Capricorn when we threw off the shackles of colonial oversight and became free people.
Oh, so those of us that are concerned about personal liberties and where things are going, where we may see...
Well, it always is a compression, decompression. It always is an inhale, exhale. It always is a cyclical thing. So right now we're in the compression phase, the same way as the people who threw the tea in the bay were being oppressed by the colonial powers.
Mm.
So right now we're getting squeezed. The unsqueeze should begin somewhere. Let's establish the timelines first. You know, the Pluto in Capricorn is a 15-year event. It started in 2008, and
okay.
It's not over until 2023.
So at 2023, Pluto goes into what sign?
Oh, gee, I forget.
So I wonder what's next.
What's after Capricorn? Aquarius.
Goes into Aquarius. And we're in the age of Aquarius now, aren't we?
At the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
there's a hit song about it.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
There you go. Okay, well, we won't get into what's going to happen in 15 years from now, but so Pluto is a planet of transformation, kind of like out with the old, in with the new, right?
Oh, yes, very much so, but it's very, very powerful. Packs a big punch.
So this isn't kind of like, we talk about, was it March comes in like a lamb, goes out like a lion or something. There's no lambs here. This is all about major, what happened recently was Tiger Woods' whole life has been basically demolished.
Yeah.
Destroyed.
Well, his public life. Well, maybe even personal.
Well, the wife and kids are somewhere else, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. So, I don't know, I haven't followed it.
Yeah, no, well, I'm not sure exactly where it stands today, but it sure sounds like he had to have plastic surgery on his head, and then and she's gone, so...
Oh, well, okay, so to move forward here, to establish the framework, and maybe we'll understand that better in the context, is, you know, Pluto is the energy, or the symbol for Pluto is the bird Phoenix. Phoenix is the one that rises from the ashes.
Yep.
So it works by burning down the old so that the new can come up. So you can expect that most everything that is not based on ethical standards or is not practical will become obsolete. So that which is not ethical will be revealed, and that which is not practical will be abandoned. It's that simple. So, how do I explain it? Okay, let's just see that Pluto is very much like an X-ray machine. You know, it just shines its rays on the topic, and it shows you only that which is holding the whole thing together. Everything else will fall off. It's like exposing the darkness, you know, exposing the shadiness, exposing that which isn't right.
Right.
So now what it deals with today, or between 08 and 23, is the... issues that Capricorn rules, which is the movers, the shakers, the people who make it in the world, you know, the guys who like to be out front, you know, through the external signs of success. I'm thinking Donald Trump, you know, or people like that. You know, folks who put on airs, folks
yep.
who don't mind showing off how well they made it. You know, people who talk about their success or want to buy the toys that go along with it. Capricorn rules over government, governmental buildings, governmental structures, over industry, industrial processes and industrial practices. It also rules over religious institutions. churches of every denomination. So you can expect that whatever the Catholics thought that they could get away with and hide, they won't. And whatever the Muslims thought that they could do that was not ethical, they won't. You know, definitely before 2023, that whole jihad thing is going to be over, transformed in ways that we don't even fathom. But it will be completely transformed.
So that's cool.
It is cool because we think that it's the end, right?
Yep.
But it's sort of like burning the meadow in the springtime so that the fresh grass can grow quicker.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. We're burning it down presently.
And so on a personal level, if we're doing things that are of a unethical nature or out of integrity, we can expect it to get known. We can expect it to be...
Yes. It will be revealed.
We'll be having some lessons on it.
Yes. And so of course, to relate it back to the Life Enthusiast Co-op, it will deal with behaviors that relate to your own health.
So if you're out of integrity with your body by putting French fries and milkshakes in it,
you will reap the results. More so than ever before.
Right. Yeah, because you'd reap the results before, but you might, kind of get a gentle nudge, or as you were saying before we went on the air about Oprah, and the universe kind of gives you a little tap, and then it gives you a little push, and then it gives you a bit of a shove, and then you feel the wall, and then the wall falls on you.
Right.
We're at the stage where the wall's going to fall on you.
I heard her say that on one of her shows. That's, I was quoting her. Well, if you don't obey the logic or the gravity or the signs and don't correct your ways, if you don't start behaving in a principled manner, you will indeed be shown the way that you have to become a principled person in ways that are unavoidable. So that's where the first you get a nudge, then you get a smack, then you get a kick, comes into play. Is, in a person, first you're going to be feeling tired, then you're going to be feeling sick, and then you're going to get a diagnosis of cancer. And then if you still don't change your ways, then you're going to die. These nudges, come in bigger and bigger packages, and if you refuse, well, then the consequences, of course, exit. That's the wall falling down.
Cool.
So,
there's the kind of the good news and the bad news depending on where you're sitting, right? Is, well, all the stuff that people are kind of trying to keep secret or doing that are unethical, whether it's on the global stage like Tiger Woods or whether it's on our personal stage, is we're going to be getting a bit of a wake up and a straightening out. But what are, so what's kind of like the next step? Okay, I'm thinking,
I see it from my perspective. I hope I'm right. I believe that the way of the holistic health practices is the right way, and the way of the poisons is not. And so I'm expecting that the pharmaceutical companies that so far have been able to fool a lot of people and keep them in the dark about how things really work will eventually be revealed. Unstoppably, we will come to understand that cure for cancer has long been found. It's just been not revealed.
Right.
Or even has been revealed, but the knowing, the information, has been actively suppressed. The cause of fibromyalgia, among one of the many autoimmune diseases, is known. It's understood in the circles of functional medicine or orthomolecular medicine. It's well known how it comes about, how it can be fixed. and it's the overall level of toxicity and malnutrition and stagnation. That's all these three things combined is causing us to be more and more sick.
Right.
And there's no amount of emergency room medicine measures that can save you from a substantive, long-term problem.
Just not the way it works.
Well, I don't know what sort of metaphor I could use here. You know, you cannot turn around Titanic on a small radius. You know, that thing has a lot of momentum, and it has. Yeah, I think the turning radius is something like 20 miles at full speed.
Right.
So if you just say, "Oh my gosh, we're heading for the
Titanic. We're heading for the iceberg."
Yeah, we're heading for the wall, so to speak.
Get us out of here.
If you're too close to the wall and your speed is too high, you are going to hit it.
Yeah.
So you need to actually plan a little bit. You need to be ahead of the curve a wee bit, because if you are only going to wake up to it, the only thing you're going to say is, "Oh, here I go. I have now witnessed the point of no return."
Yep.
And that's the moment where your life flashes past your inner vision. You do the review, and then you say, "Honey, I love you." Then reach out to her, and then you leave, right?
Yeah. And we don't want to have to do that.
Well, you know, these warnings, I know that we're preaching to the choir here, right? People who are listening to this podcast are doing it because they have woken up to the fact that that chronic disease cannot be fixed with emergency room measures. They are wising up to the fact that it's the presence of toxins or absence of nutrients that is causing most of the chronic disease. So we just need to help them understand which ones and how, or which ones and why, or what specific changes they need to implement in their lives to get right.
Right.
I guess today I'm trying to establish the framework from which we will be talking for the next 12 months on our podcasts as we're covering all of the different ways you can be sick and you can get out of being sick, is that there is a big picture within which you operate, and there are influences from outside of yourself that will influence you, and that will control your life the same way as the weather will. You know, if you're a sailor and if you're heading into the dark clouds, expect a hurricane. You know, take your sails down or else. If you're a business operator in 2010, watch out. Watch your ethics and watch your procedures, because things are going to get pretty interesting.
Yeah, and that's a really important point, because what's amazing to me is on the internet, how many, you know, there's a lot of interesting sites that are just popping up, and in one of the industries that I work, there's a site called the Salty Droid, and he's, talking about all these different companies, and one of which I'm very familiar with, and they haven't paid out their affiliates in like 9 months.
Yes, what I could say about that is that the old ways that we used to be able to make money by fooling people ended at about 2008. So you still had some momentum. So in 2009, you could still run on that. But by 2010, it's no longer possible to make a living by simply selling to the opportunity seekers, you know, people who are willing to part with $100 or $1,000 or $4,000 just hoping that they will make that money back and then some. These little reports that have no content to them, you can no longer sell that.
That's right.
The days of taking money from fools are pretty much behind us.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm hoping for is going to happen to the pharmaceuticals. I hope that people will realize that lowering your cholesterol is not a strategy to prevent a heart attack.
Yeah, that's right.
Or because the symptom of high cholesterol is not the cause of the heart attack, it's just simply a sign of something else. And this is what we will be explaining over the next 2 years, maybe 1 year, I don't know. How long are we going to stay here, Scott? Are we going to continue with our weekly missives?
Well, I think we're going to be talking about disease information for probably a good 6 or 7 months.
I expect that, as long as we stay ethical or else.
That's right.
We have to be aware of the same issue. We have to be aware of the fact that if we don't behave according to the higher principles of ethics, we're going to get our own tush bit just as hard as those that ignore it or ignored it in the past. So I guess I would say resistance is futile. You will be shown up. So when it comes to, now speaking to the listener, when it comes to your own behavior, if you think you can get away with something, think again. It's coming to bite you.
That's right.
I'm lost for words now.
Okay, so what we're saying is be in integrity in all aspects of your life, because if there was a time when you could con yourself, which of course most of us con ourselves more than we con anybody else, if not only is it over, but it's over in a dramatic, forceful, catastrophic way. And all you have to do is look at the headlines. Good old Tiger Woods, looks like he was with over 18 women while he was married. Ouch. And that's just that. And then you've got the whole housing bubble and foreclosures issues and stock market crashes and bounces back. And
the automobile industry. Who's built their illusion on the oil when they could have built it on something different.
So those friends of mine that really were so excited about President Obama winning the presidency are up in arms now because there's 30,000 more troops going to Afghanistan instead of troops coming home. So
that one is really complicated because, of course, Obama was elected on the hopes that he was other or different, that he was not beholden to the old structures. But I think he's just owned by different ones. I don't know. This one is hard because I don't know this for a fact, but if I were to speculate, I believe that George Bush and his government was in cahoots with the oil industry and the military, the weapons contractors. And I think that Obama and his team is mainly beholden to the Wall Street and to the pharmaceutical industries. And,
yeah.
I see that at least, that the regulations are coming in stronger, the advantages afforded to the people who are in charge of those type of industries are the ones benefiting the most. You know, that $1 trillion handouts to the banks and insurance companies is just astounding.
Yeah, so...
And then this healthcare reform, and that's health sick reform, right? Meaning, what I'm trying to say here is that the word healthcare itself is really an oxymoron because they're not looking after health, they're looking after sick. But anyway, the point is that this entire transformation that they could have put forward, they're not. I mean, I keep thinking, oh yeah, up in arms over Democrats trying to make the government bigger, and yet the Republicans, they're actually trying to deny their compatriots the right to decent health care, right?
That's,
of course,
yeah.
Of course, this is all upside down. I mean, they should be asking themselves, well, what actually is the care? You know, instead of spending money on pharmaceutical emergency room procedures, we should be spending money on long-term preventive health-creating behaviors. You know, we should be paying for people to take to go to a health food store. We should be paying for people to go to the gym or for fitness programs, things like that. We shouldn't be spending more money on hard bypass surgeries or hip replacements. It's just ridiculous. That's how we're going to bankrupt the nation. If that's what they're going to vote for, that they're going to, you know, give people more money for more expensive, useless procedures, that's for sure going to bankrupt the nation.
Well, and that's the key too, isn't it? Is useless. I mean, you give a whole bunch of money to do the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's worse off than they were before, and they need more. And you're spiraling in the wrong direction, as far as,
yes,
you know, you and I would be concerned, right?
Right. Well, you know, one needs to say individually, you know, when you need a hip replacement because you're hurting so much that you cannot stand to move. Yes, it's wonderful that indeed you can get the hip replacement. But from the society perspective, from the big picture perspective, we should have prevented you getting to that place in the beginning.
Exactly.
So we need to invest more money into preventing the condition that causes you to need the hip replacement instead of not paying for the hip replacement itself.
So I guess what you're saying, Martin, is that our hips were made to last a lifetime.
If you prevent the inflammation that will completely ease out the cartilage. I am in the process of writing a fairly major paper that I'm going to put on our website soon. And it's titled The Three-Headed Monster of Toxicity, Malnutrition, and Stagnation. And in it I'm explaining how inflammation is the body's reaction to either of these three, or the combination of these three, toxicity, malnutrition, and stagnation. Because when your immune system crashes, and it can crash either through a catastrophic event, like something major, you know, like you have a car accident that takes so much of your resources that you will never recover, or a small drip, you know, something like the last straw that breaks the camel's back, you know, incremental, but okay, yet another burger and fries. You know, something will take you over the edge. Either it's going to be a big load or a small load, but eventually something will take you over the edge. When you're over the edge, the immune system crashes and starts attacking its own body. Your body starts attacking itself. And once that happens, you get one of these many or multiple inflammatory illnesses. The current doctors have all kinds of names for it. You know, vitiligo and fibromyalgia and Sjogren's and Hashimoto's and Alzheimer's and multiple sclerosis, and, you know, like the names just go on and on and on. And it's just simply a description of symptoms where they are expressing themselves. You know, is it settling into your ligaments, your veins, your eyes, your thyroid, your skin, your pigmentation? Whichever is being attacked.
Yep.
And the only way to reverse it is to deal with the three-headed monster: stagnation, malnutrition, and toxicity. That's what we'll be talking about for a little while yet. But I think we've talked enough for today, huh?
Yeah, we've reached kind of the end of our time. So moving forward, Martin, and we're actually doing this kind of at the beginning of the year, so what are your predictions for the new year as far as the Life Enthusiast Co-op online radio network is concerned?
Well, for the next few episodes, we'll be talking about how the toxicity happens, how the malnutrition happens, and how the stagnation happens. We can probably cover that in 3 or 4 episodes, and then we'll finally get into how what you need to do to undo these.
Cool. And we're going to be going through a lot of the information that's in the disease information section of the Life Enthusiast Co-op?
Absolutely.
Website?
We will specifically address, you know, how you broke down and what you can do about it. I promise that.
Cool.
So
all right.
Stay with us. There's still some good juice inside of us that we can squeeze out and deliver.
And remember, Pluto is a year and a half into Capricorn, and it's the planet of massive change and transformation, the out with the old, in with the new. And of course, Capricorn, it deals with
physical structures.
So, and that would be like bones and muscles and buildings and stuff like that. And you know, if you build a building on sand, it doesn't last very long. And that applies equally to what you use to build the bones and the muscles and the organs of your body. Not about eating sand, but...
in a way it is. you're wiser than you know.
All right, so Martin, if somebody wanted to learn more, get a jump on what's coming ahead, where could they go?
Well, the Life Enthusiast website, life-enthusiast.com, or call us at 866-543-3388. Look us up on Podomatic under lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. Leave us your feedback. Tell us if you want more of this or anything else.
That's right. What